8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission has only days left to approve a new congressional map. If the commissioners can't agree on a single proposal, then a map drawn by nonpartisan staff with commission input will be submitted instead. But CPR's Megan Verlee says it's clear commissioners want to avoid that.
What you hear from them also is a real understanding that they are the first commission to do this. And if they don't get to that supermajority, I think they'll feel that they failed. They carry that weight on their shoulders, and I think it will play out a lot in these final discussions and how much people are potentially willing to compromise with each other, that they really want to be able to put their stamp on a map.
CPR's Megan Verlee. The commission has until Tuesday to agree on a new map. The state health department says masks and vaccines in schools have helped reduce the transmission of coronavirus in kids. The department looked at 48 districts that started school in mid-August. It found infection rates began to rise a few days later after school started, with rates rising higher in districts that did not require masks. Counties with lower vaccination rates also had higher rates of infections. Places with high vaccination rates had fewer infections. Xcel Energy customers will see higher gas bills starting next month, CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Monthly gas bills will go up by an average of $11.22 for homes and nearly $49 for small businesses. Xcel is charging more for natural gas this fall because demand is outpacing supply across the country. The company says some of this is due to Hurricane Ida damaging gas processing facilities, and because customers use more gas for heating as the weather gets colder. Electric bills are also expected to increase an average of nearly $2 for homes and $3 for small businesses. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The trial starts today for a man who crashed his semi-truck on I-70 in Lakewood 2 years ago. Rogel Aguilera Mederos says his brakes failed while driving east out of the mountains. The crash killed 4 people and injured 6 others. This is CPR News.